Hello and welcome to People of Unthalaz, where we populate the city of Unthalaz with lots of friendly and unfriendly NPCs. I'm your friendly Dungeon Master, Zane C. Weber, and around the table tonight we have...
Jack Cliff.
Last name.
Last name this time.
Don't stalk me.
Just Sebastian.
Just Isaac.
Definitely way more than Miranda.
Way more than Miranda?
Just Isaac and more Miranda.
And just good old Nick.
Just good old Nick, because he's not young anymore. Here is your inspiration. It's a lovely black and white picture that I sourced from places on the internet.
Which is also from, sorry?
Somewhere on the internet. I believe this one is part of an RPG game maker royalty-free image pack. But if you do have, if you're an artist and you have any images that you would like us to shout out on the podcast, please feel free to submit them to our Twitter or our Facebook or just email them. You can find all those in our show notes. But does anyone want to take a shot at describing what you're looking at?
It's something between a scary monk and a genie.
Maybe it's a scary monk genie.
He's got a very long sword. He's got a little sash on, a fancy little belt. He's bald, but is wearing what it looks like a laxed tiara. I'm sure there's a real word for that, but I'm going with laxed tiara. He has a facial tattoo, so you know he's not a great guy to hang out with. Apart from that, oh, his belt also has a belt on it. So he really wants that thin layer of robes to stay on his underside, because that's all it is.
Yeah, but also no legs.
They could be off camera.
No, I believe
they're
it's
definitely smoke.
I think it's just smoke. I think this is an Aladdin-style genie who we're looking at with a sword.
Well, obviously. I got one.
Okay, yeah, go ahead.
Okay, now his name's going to be really hard to pronounce because he's the great Ghazul. He wants you to say it like that. He is, of course, a genie. Well, I spelt it that way. We've got like six Z's and a couple of O's. Yeah, so he is obviously a genie.
Mm.
That's all I thought about up front.
Oh, so when you said you have something, you're like, I know what this guy is.
I got his name. I reckon that he's the host of like a night show. I reckon like a theater.
So okay.
There'll be a couple of like dark, dingy alleys. I reckon you go down, you don't know which way you're going to go. You turn right and boom, you're in the great Ghazul's theater. And
it's
he just
like
puts musical performances.
A dinner theater.
It looks like
kind
a level 80 character. He's or like seriously, like, or yeah, like he's going to kill everyone. He was
like a nightclub.
He's a fun guy.
No, he's great.
I love it.
That might explain the mix of influences, because there's a bit of Celtic pattern and a bit of Asian pattern, and then he seems to be wearing like a little gypsy.
Unthalaz is a very multiracial place.
Yeah, I'm just saying he's mixing it up for sure.
Leekboon.
He's from Leekboon, is he?
Sure.
All right.
That was the most hilarious name I could find
on
that sheet.
Weird,
and is it a legitimate business or is it kind of like a moving, floating theater?
No, been there for years.
Okay, so like, it's an institution.
People go
it's
there
like
to see
the Outback Spectacular of Unthalaz.
I was thinking it's kind of like the Cirque du Soleil, except it's definitely magic. Like it's actually magic.
Sure, because it's got a genie.
Yeah, it's like a genie runs the place. So you know everything below him is also going to be magical just by effect.
Yeah, oh yeah, just effect.
Yeah.
That's the effect that they have on the place.
And that's, I mean, he's a simple guy. Like, he doesn't even do it for the money. He's literally, he lives in a little golden lamp. So, like, riches are just part of his life. He doesn't actually need them. He just, he just does it because he wants people to know, I could destroy the city at any time, but I choose to perform because at heart, I'm an artist.
Okay. The great Ghazul, the entertainer. Ghazul, the entertainer. All right, who has another one?
I'm just going to go with his. I think
that's
great.
Yeah, I'll steal his.
No, that's not how the game is played.
No, I agree entirely that everything he said about the great Ghazul is absolutely correct. If you'd like me to submit one, I will.
I do. I want you to submit one.
This is the slightly lesser Ghazul, his younger brother.
Okay.
It's they're twins, so there's very little difference between them. They're identical. And they go as a pair. They go everywhere together.
I think the lesser, actually, he runs a slightly smaller show, but it's like, remember down that hallway you turn right, you just turn left for this guy.
That's a great extra detail. Now, who's your NPC?
the slightly lesser
No,
Gazul.
No, no, that's part of the great Gazul.
No, no, that's my NPC.
All right, Isaac.
All right, I'm going to have to go with...
We'll come back to Miranda.
No, we won't. She's done.
All right, I'm going to go with his name is Sasan, and he is actually a mercenary genie.
Okay.
So essentially someone very rich has managed to get themselves a genie mercenary crew to kind of be their personal muscle. And, well, obviously they're a lot better than normal mercenaries because they're genies and they can do whatever they want.
They can do whatever they want.
Yes. Yeah, so he originally was a great warrior from far away who was cursed.
From a different plane or just from far away in the world?
Let's say it's so far away you can't really tell the difference.
All right.
Yes, and he was cursed to become a genie. And now he essentially goes around doing the work of others against his own will.
All right, so he has a master?
Yes.
And he is paid by this master or bound to this master
I'd
somehow?
I'd say bound.
And how is he bound?
Let's say he is bound by a magic teapot.
A magic teapot that he lives in, like a genie lamp?
Or? Yeah, well, okay. Him and all the other genie in there. It's kind of like you buy the teapot.
They all just live in there.
You get the whole deal.
Okay, all right. Okay, so, and what was his name again?
Sasan.
All right. What about you, Jack?
Oh, I'm going last. I'm on to something great.
Okay.
It'd
better be great.
I'm in commune with my muse.
Your muse being Google?
Yeah, probably.
Yeah. All right, Nick. Who's this guy?
I don't have a name for him. So we'll call him Steve.
Okay.
There are so many Steves.
Is he related to Lord Peter?
third cousin.
Ugh. That's probably racist.
Wow.
They're both kind of Asian, right?
But who is he? What does he do?
He is...
Why is he nonetheless?
Why is he nonetheless? Because he... his land was taken during the war. Because war spoils. And it's ended back in the Unthalas fiduciary.
Right.
They don't know that it's in the vault yet, but he is mad and he is...
he's waiting for someone to open the vault.
Yep.
Okay. All right, so and his name is Steve?
No.
What is his name? I only ask because I do have to put something at the top of the post.
Falifa.
All right. Well, Jack?
He's Eos. He's the supreme captain of the small group of magical guards that sort of guard the Traders Tower.
Mm-hmm.
They're like within the stone, sort of like they've always been there sort of thing. And he's like...
Right, so he's bound to the tower.
He's bound to the tower and he protects the Trader Council, like whoever is in control of the tower. And
so one of how many?
111. 111, okay. That sounds like suitably mystical for some.
Anything? Is this Eos?
He's just really, he's just mysterious. Like, he just doesn't seem to fit in. Like, they're just ancient.
Okay. Yeah, good.
Yeah.
I do like the fiduciary.
Always the fiduciary. Where did the fiduciary come in?
Yeah.
I like the idea of a genie and a fiduciary.
Yeah.
So much sense. Why isn't he wearing a hat?
Yeah.
He should be wearing
a hat. No, but I'm going to go with Gazul. So I need each of you to give me a name of one of the entertainers in Gazul's show.
Including me or do I go with...
Including you.
Balls. Okay, so I imagined it as a very, like, I guess for lack of a better term, like a Middle Eastern themed show. Like a lot of sword play and just traditional stuff that you would get like from our world except magical. So...
Sure.
I want there to be some sort of sword juggler character. I reckon that'd be a fun act.
Okay. Well, what is does he perform? Like, what is his act?
He's the ringmaster. Okay. Well, he's not a circus, but the same kind of, like, he's the MC of the night. He presents everyone. Everyone's well aware that he's the owner, and he just sort of sets up the show. He's very charismatic, so he can just kind of get the ball rolling. And
so he spruks.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Does he stab anyone?
No, it's actually a mock sword.
What a real letdown. Hey, everyone comes to watch him stab someone, but...
when one day he
just
will.
He doesn't. Well, that's why you have to be there.
It's like going to the NASCAR. You only go to, on the odd chance there is a crash. Because the racing's fun.
Mm. Who is the sword juggler?
Saldo. The slicer.
Yeah. Right.
They can all have stupid names. It's been great.
Human?
No, he's a tiefling. I think he also juggles with his tail, so he can add like a fifth sword to the whole round.
Sure. Fun. Okay, Saldo, the tiefling, octopus. Sword juggler.
Yep.
All right. Nick.
Lawrence the Larrikin?
Lawrence the Larrikin. Is he a comedian?
He is.
Excellent.
He just gets up on stage and...
Don't die.
And just makes jokes, clowns around, interacts with the audience.
Right, so he does crowd work. What race is he?
He's a human.
Just human.
Just human.
Just human. Okay, so...
Ugliest man alive.
Oh, wow, okay. So Lawrence the Larrikin, the ugliest man alive. Is that what you said?
Yes.
Okay, good. Miranda?
Aindry. I think that's how you pronounce it.
Aindry?
A-E-I-N-D-R-Y.
Okay. And who is Aindry?
She is a strong woman.
Okay.
Like the strong man in a circus, but
a lady.
Woman.
Yeah. Excellent. And so is her act just lifting heavy things, or does she do any other feats of strength?
She lifts heavy things, but with small parts of her body.
Please balances elaborate.
Balances heavy things on small parts of her
body. So like her nose?
Yeah.
Right.
Or just her pinky, you know? Or
okay,
something like
that. All right.
A toe.
Okay. And what was her name again? Aindry.
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 It means strength.
Aww. Jack.
Who is the guy in the circus thing that died?
Calloway?
Yeah.
Finbar?
This is...
Do we know that Finbar died?
Yes.
Another giveaway. We got to stop doing that.
The other performer is Malum. He also summons giant centipede. He's like a giant centipede thing.
Mm-hmm.
He hasn't been performing for a while, though, because he's trying to find out who and why his brother was killed.
And he's who his brother was... Oh, like, who his brother was killed by.
Yeah. He's just trying to hunt them down with his centipedes.
Okay.
Yeah.
So he's just kind of like an animal tamer.
Yeah.
All right.
That's great.
Isaac.
Centipedes everywhere.
I'm going to have to go with Rainbow Sparkle
also
Fairy Princess.
Also centipedes and
clowns. Rainbow Sparkle who?
Fairy Princess.
Okay. And who is that?
She is a gymnast, acrobatist. She is insane. Like, we're talking like Harley Quinn level, like insane.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah, she's just like, she can do all the, you know, the gymnast stuff in the circus and just manically giggling the entire time.
Okay, good. So that's the clown.
Yes.
Okay, good. All right, well, that's Gazool. The great Gazool, the entertainer. And his entertainers.
We need to add that to the end.
I actually refuse to make a character that will want to kill us.
Oh, okay, I understand. And Zane seems to like those.
Because they fill the world out, but don't give him any onus to do anything with them, right?
No. Great. Why? I can't kill you once a week.
But like one day we're going to turn the wrong corner and all the guys we've made up are waiting there for us.
Yeah, it's like, right. You made us.
Take that, creator.
Right. Okay. Okay. Well, that's the great Gazool, the entertainer. Thank you for listening, everyone. If you want to submit art, you can get in contact with us on Facebook or on our Twitter or on our email. And if you're feeling generous, check out our Patreon and all the fun things that you can get on there for us. Bye.
Bye. Bye.